请我们来看哥林多啊，帖撒罗尼迦前书。
Let's turn to the book of First Thessalonians.
帖撒罗尼迦前书的第一章。
First Thessalonians chapter 1.
第九节跟第十节。
Verses 9 and 10.
因为他们已经报名，我们是怎样进到你们那里，你们是怎样离弃偶像归向神，要服侍那又真又活的神。第十节
Verse 10.
等候他的儿子从天降临，就是他从死里复活，那位救我们脱离将来愤怒的耶稣。
Verse 9. For they themselves declare concerning us what manner of entry we had to you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, who delivers us from the wrath to come.
第九节跟第十节可以把它归纳作三点。
We can split the verse 9 and 10 to three main points.
第一点
，the first
要归向神。
We need to return to God.
第二点
，the second
要服侍神。
We need to serve God.
第三点
，third
要等候神。
And we need to wait on God.
这个是信仰生活的三大内容。
These are the three basic principles in our life of faith.
那这个三点都互相有关系。
And these three points are also interrelated.
有时候我们听人讲啊，主耶稣为什么不把我召回去呢
？Sometimes we hear others say, "How come the Lord just doesn't take me away now?"
因为天国很好。
Because heaven is so good.
但是我们忘记了第二点。
But that's when we forget the second point.
因为回到天国是要算账的。
Because when we return to heaven, there is an account to be paid.
如果我们没有服侍神，怎么回去
？If we have not served God, how can we go back?
所以赞美诗有一首赞美诗啊，功尚未成，我怎么能够空手见神
？And there is a hymn that says, "How can you come empty-handed before God?"
保罗。很有把握的在高唱得胜的凯歌。
Paul was confident in singing the victory song.
那公义的冠冕为我存留。
That the crown of righteousness has been prepared for me.
他要死的时候充满盼望。
Before his death, he was filled with hope.
但是他在讲这句话之前。
But before he said these words.
那美好的仗我打过了。
I have fought the good fight.
这个就是他的服侍生活。
This was his life of servitude.
所以我们等候主再来这个是我们最大的盼望。
So it is our greatest hope to wait for God to come.
那为什么主不把我们带回去呢
？Why does the Lord not just take us back now?
一个是我们的灵修还不够完全。
One could be that our faith, our spiritual life is not.Complete.
另外一个，我们的工作还没有做完。
And secondly, our work is not yet done.
所以保罗虽然下到监牢里面
，although Paul was imprisoned,
他说我不会死。
He says that he will not die.
我还要活着。
He'll live.
因为这样对众信徒能够让他们信仰又长进又喜乐。
For in that way, the members' faith in the church can grow and they can rejoice.
所以如果神的工作还没有做完。
So if God's work has yet to be completed,
生重病发生车祸，什么事情都发生，你都不会死。
No matter what you encounter, accidents, illness, whatnot, you shall not die.
这是我们从圣经的观点来看生死。
This is the concept that we have to look at life and death through the perspective in the Bible.
神要我们服侍他。
God wants us to serve Him.
那这里说是又真又活的神。
And in verse 9 it says, serve the living and true God.
为什么要提这两句话?
Why does he mention these two adjectives to describe God?
我们服侍的是真神。
We are serving the true God.
因为真,所以服侍的价值才能够永久存留。
Because he is true, the value of our servitude is valuable.
所以主耶稣说,一个人不能够服侍神又服侍马门。
Lord Jesus once said that a man cannot serve God and mammon.
现在人的神是什么?
Who are people's God today?
就是马门。
Mammon.
这个就是现在的神,他已经高超过神的地位。
Mammon is the God today that has surpassed God in our lives.
但是马门是什么?
But what is mammon?
他是死的神。 是假的神。
It is a dead and a false god.
你一生把他服侍当目标来追求，到死到底得到什么？
But you set your goal to serve Mammon for your entire life, but what is it that you receive in the end?
什么也没有。
And you receive nothing.
连一毛钱也带不走。
You can't even take a single penny with you when you leave.
那真神就不是这样。
But the true God is different.
我们服侍的果效都记载在生命册上。
The results of our servitude is all recorded in the book of life.
所以保罗为什么有这么把握有生命的冠冕？
And so why was Paul so confident in receiving this crown of life?
我们看保罗的一生。
If we look at Paul's life,
他的付出。
His servitude
哦，差不多跟主耶稣一样。
Was similar to the Lord Jesus.
因为他效法主耶稣在服侍。
He imitated Lord Jesus in serving.
哦，所以他才这么有把握哦，有冠冕为我存留。
And that's why he has so much confidence that the crown of righteousness was awaiting him.
他是真神。
He is the true God.
服侍的果效不会消失。
And the true God, serving the true God, the results will not go empty-handed.
这个就是所谓人生意义的存在的地方。
This is the meaning of life.
有时候我们用短暂的切一段时间来看，我们觉得我做这个事情很有意义，做那个事情很有意义。
Sometimes when we look at different segments of our lives, we feel like whatever we've done during that time frame was meaningful.
但是如果从永恒的观点来看，
But if we take the perspective of eternity,
或者从你将要断气那个时刻再回头过来看，
or take the perspective when before your last breath and you look back upon your life,
我们发现某一个时段我们觉得很有意义的事情已经变成没有什么意义。
We find that the certain phases of our life we found very meaningful no longer is so.
为什么没有意义？
Why is it not meaningful anymore?
因为它没有永恒的价值。
Because it has no eternal value.
也就是说，他跟神没有关系。
In other words, they had nothing to do with God.
跟神没有关系的，它的意义就不会永存。
And when it has nothing to do with God, then the meaning will not be eternal.
跟神有关系的，它的意义就能够永存。
Only when it has to do with God, does it become meaningful, eternally.
所以有时候我看到青年信到最后不信有神，这一个很重要的问题没有办法解决。
I see in any of the youth that believe ever since they're young, but after they get older, they stop believing. There was an issue that lies within this.
如果没有神，你活着要做什么？
If there were no God, what is your purpose in living?
没有意义吧？
It is meaningless.
所以我们服侍的是真神。
So we serve the true God.
那下面说，他是活神。
And it also describes God as a living God.
什么叫做活神？
What is a living God?
就是他跟人有一个关系。
It is that the God has a relationship with his people.
而且跟人会互动。
And he has interaction with his people.
当然这个关系是从神开始。
Of course, this is initiated by God.
那他等待人给他一个回应。
And he awaits our response to him.
那等我们对他有一个回应，神对我们的回应有另外一个回应。
And when we respond to him, God will respond to us in another way.
那这样，我们的信仰变成很活泼。
And then our life of faith will become very vibrant and lively.
对神很有体验。
And we can experience God even more in our lives.
那一个信徒如果讲不出对神有体验，很可能他没有在服事。
So if a believer cannot share any of his experiences with God, most likely he or she does not have a life of servitude.
没有一个老板，你雇员对他好，他不会对你好。
There is no boss that would have an employee that doesn't treat them nicely if the boss didn't treat his employee nicely in the first place.
除非这个老板的本质不是很好。
Unless this character of this boss was not very good in the beginning.
神就是我们的老板。
God is likewise is like our boss.
一切美善的、全备的。都是从他来。
That all good and beautiful things come from him.
所以我们人如果懂得对他好，服侍他，他一定会有一个回应。
And so if we as human beings know how to treat God well, then God will respond to us in a good manner.
那个就是我们的体验。
And that then becomes our experience of God.
那我们的信仰就是很活泼。
And then our faith can become more lively.
那有时候我们在想，我有，我在教会也担任这个，那为什么我对神没有？没有体验。
Sometimes we wonder, well, I do so and so work at church. How come I still can't experience God?
可能我们的服事有什么心态或者动机需要调整。
And perhaps we need to adjust our motive, or our attitude in our servitude.
如果心态动机完全跟圣经一样,
if our attitude and motive is just as the Bible describes,
神一定对我们的服事有回应,
then God will indeed respond to our servitude.
这个叫做活神,
because this is what is termed a living God.
所以等候神再来的前一步就是要服事又真又活的神。
So the step before waiting for God to come is to serve the living and true God.
那要服事又真又活的神前一步是什么?
So what is the step prior to serving the living and true God?
就是要离开偶像归向神。
It is to turn from idols to God.
就是说要归向神。
Meaning turn back to God.
有的人虽然很想服事神,
some people, although they really want to serve God,
但他没有办法服事神,
but they're unable to.
有的是没有时间, 有的是没有心,
some have the lack of time, others a lack of heart.
为什么?
Why?
那我们就发现哦, 这个生活里面有偶像。
And we find that in their lives, they have many idols that are existing.
那这个偶像不一定是木头刻的。
These idols may not be wooden carved images.
就是有一件事情, 比神还重要,
but rather, maybe it's a notion, some kind of concept or notion that is more important than God.
那一件事情就会变成服事神的障碍,
and that notion or thought or concept can become an obstacle to them in their service to God.
主耶稣问彼得,
Lord Jesus asked Peter,
你爱我比这些更深吗?
Do you love me more than these?
这些是什么?
What does he mean by these?
很多人不同的解释。
There are different interpretations, explanations of this.
但是前面记载啊, 他抓了153条鱼。
But prior to that, that phrase, Bible recorded that he caught 153 fish.
153条鱼可以卖很多钱了。
153 fish can be sold for quite a large sum of money.
但是你爱我比这个更深吗?
And Lord Jesus asked him, do you love me more than these?
有没有一件事情比爱神更重要呢?
Is there one thing that is more important than loving God?
那当彼得很肯定说，我爱你。
Peter said confidently, I love you, Lord.
那工作就交给他。
And then the Lord entrusted the work to him.
所以要离弃偶像。
So we must turn from idols
归向神。
And to God.
这样才有办法服侍神。
And only in that way can we, in that way we can serve God.
生活中有很多很重要，不错。
There are many important things in our lives, it's true.
但是有一些是可以克服的。
But some things can be overcome.
那这样才表现我们生活中神是最重要的。
And that can demonstrate in our, to God that He is the most important and our first priority.
那当我们要开始学习来服侍神,
when we begin to learn how to serve God,
有时候我们, 不晓得怎么做。
We may not be sure what to do.
在哥林多的前后书里面,
In the First and Second Corinthians,
一共有九个比喻,
there were nine parables,
在描写怎么服事,
that describe how a person can serve.
用最简单、最明了的一个很实际的例子，让我们来学习。
And it uses a very simple and practical example that where we can learn on how to serve. Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多后书的第四章,
2 Corinthians 4.
第七节,
verse 7.
我们有这个宝贝放在瓦器里, 要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us.
这个地方, 在描写我们每一个人要服侍神，要有一个自觉。
It describes here that each of us who desires to serve God must have this realization
我是瓦器,
that we are merely earthen vessels.
我们需要来思考这个比喻。
We must ponder upon this parable.
那前面说宝贝放在瓦器里面。
Before this, it says treasure that is put in earthen vessels.
要发出莫大的能力。
That excellence of the power may, that they may have the excellence of power.
瓦器是有它的限制的。
The vessel has its constraints and limitations.
但显出莫大的能力, 这个能力是没有限制的。
But that excellence of power has no limitation.
怎么有限的人能够发挥莫大的能力, 超过他的能力?
How can a limited person manifest this kind of excellence and unrestricted power?
因为有这个宝贝在里面。
It is because this treasure is inside him or her.
哦, 那这个宝贝到底是什么?
What exactly is this treasure?
有很多人也不同的解释。
And there's also many different explanations.
第四章的第一节。
Chapter 4, verse 1.
我们既然蒙怜悯受了这个职分, 就不上胆。
Therefore, since we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we do not lose heart.
乃将暗昧可耻的事弃绝，不行诡诈，不妙讲神的道，只将真理表明出来，好在神面前把自己建立个人良心。
But we have renounced the hidden things of shame, not walking in craftiness nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God.
有人解释这个宝贝就是职分。
Some explain this treasure as a position.
啊, 使徒的职分,
that the position of a role of an apostle.
啊, 有人主要解释叫第三节, 福音, 啊, 宝贝就是神赐给我们的福音。
Others interpret this treasure as the gospel as recorded in 3, verse 3.
或者圣灵。
Or others interpret it as a Holy Spirit.
啊, 但是这些都是互相有关键的。
These are all somewhat related to each other.
神是给我们职分, 又是给我们圣灵, 所以我们可以出去传福音。
God has blessed us with the role and the status as well as the Holy Spirit so that we can go out to preach the gospel.
所以每个人都有这个宝贝在身上。
So we all each have this treasure within us.
那怎么让宝贝发出莫大的能力?
How can this treasure perform this excellence of power?
我们对瓦器就需要一个了解。
Now, we must first understand what the earthen vessel.
瓦器是被造的，这是我们第一个了解。
The first understanding realization we need to have is that earthen vessels are created.
我们看以赛亚书。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah.
以赛亚书的64章。
Isaiah 64.
以赛亚书64章。
Isaiah 64.
第八节。
Verse 8.
主啊，现在你仍是我们的父，我们是泥，你是窑匠，我们都是你手所做的工。But
now, O Lord, you are our Father, we are the clay, and you are our potter, and all we are the work of your hand.
这个地方，以赛亚在描写，你是我们的父。Isaiah
describes here that God is our Father.
神是人的来源。
God is the source of human beings.
没有神就没有人。
If there's no God, then there will be no human beings.
所以他是我们的来源。
And so he is our source.
那这个关系是什么?
Then what is our relationship with him?
我们是泥, 你是窑匠。
We are the clay and you are the potter.
所以我们是被神造的。
So we are God's creation.
那被神造的就是表示他有目的。
By being created means that the Creator has His purpose for creating us.
这是第一个我们要自觉。
That is the first realization we should have.
神造我们每一个人有一个目的。
That God created each of us for a purpose.
那这个目的是什么?
And what exactly is that purpose?
是我们要在神面前去了解。
We need to understand this. We need to stand before God to understand this.
所以保罗在归主的过程当中。
When Paul was turning to, during this process where he was turning to God, he was blind.
他问两个问题,
he asked two questions.
第一个问题,
the first,
主啊, 你是谁?
He says, Lord, who are you?
他很热心,
he was fervent and wanted to serve God.
但是他对神不认识,
but he did not understand God.
结果他所做的工作, 让他觉得不但是罪人，而且罪人的头。
And so that the work that he had done made him feel not only like a sinner, but the chief of sinners.
因为他不认识神。
Because he did not know God.
所以他第一个问题问主啊，你是谁？
That's why he posed the first question, Lord, who are you?
第二个,
Second,
你要我为你做什么?
What do you want me to do for you?
有时候我们常常对神有很多的心志，我要为神做这样做那样。
We sometimes have a lot of resolutions that we make for God. I want to do this, or I want to do that for the Lord.
当然有这个心志也很好。
Of course, it's good for us to have this kind of resolve.
但是如果我们只有这个心志
，But if we only have this make these resolutions，
我忘记了问神你要我为你做什么
？But we forget to inquire of God。What do you want me to do for you?
结果会产生我们要为神做的跟神要我们为他做的不一样。
Then there will be a conflict in what God wants us to do and what we feel we should do for God.
那如果这样的话，大发热心反而成为教会的问题。
If that's the case, no matter how fervent we are, it can become a problem for the church.
所以有时候教会发生问题不是不热心，大家都很热心。
Sometimes the problems arise in the church not because of a lack of fervency.
但是会热心怎么出问题？
People may wonder, well, everyone's so fervent in the church, why are there problems?
因为每一个人都想我要为神做什么。
Because everyone has their own thoughts of how they want to serve God.
但是我们忘记倒过来。
But we forget to think of it the other way around.
就是问神你要我为你做什么。
Which is to inquire of the Lord, what do you want me to do for you?
那这个就牵连到被造的另外一个问题，就是被造对我们有主权。
And this also ties to being a creature of God, which is the Creator has a sovereign authority.
这个也是我们要服侍神一个很重要的自觉跟操练。
This also is an important realization and a training for us to understand this concept.
有时候我们常常听到教会里面要民主。
Sometimes we hear that in the church we should have a more democratic process.
在整个这个社会民主的思潮之下，这个也跑到教会里面来。
That under the trends of the society and government of democracy, this concept has also filtered into the church.
但是教会要民主，一定要有一个最基本的前提。
But for the church to be truly democratic, we need to first have a
就是每一个人在属灵上要成熟。
First, there must be a common ground, which is everyone must be mature in their spirituality.
那什么叫属灵的成熟
？And what does it mean to be mature spiritually?
就是有属灵的智慧跟悟性，满心知道神的旨意。
Which is to have the wisdom and understanding and the spirit and knowing the will of God.
来尊神为大。
And to proclaim God as the Lord.
那如果有这个大前提，民主不会有问题。
And if we all have this common ground established first, then there wouldn't be any problem with the democratic kind of process.
所以使徒行传十五章，他们有一个真理问题。
In Acts chapter 15, there was a question regarding the truth.
有人说外邦人要割礼，这跟得救有关系。
Some thought that Gentiles need to be circumcised and it had to do with salvation.
那有人说这个不要，这是重担。
And others say that they do not need to be circumcised. That's only a burden that's laid upon them.
那最民主就是开会啊。
And so in the end, for more democratic process, they held a meeting.
但是开会到最后是圣灵跟我们一起决定。
But at the end, and finally at the meeting, it was the Holy Spirit that made the decision with them.
通过圣经的教导,
through the teachings of the Bible,
通过神同工的明证,
through God's abidance with them in their work,
通过圣灵的感动,
and through the movement of the Holy Spirit,
也就是通过神的带领,
which is through God's guidance,
结论就明显了,
the conclusion was very clear.
那这个就是民主,
and that is the That is democracy.
有属灵的智慧跟悟性，满心知道神的旨意。
They have the wisdom, and understanding of God, and know God's will.
如果忘记了神对我们有主权
，If we forget that God has sovereignty over us,
在教会里面提倡民主，会变成教会世俗化。
And if we just proclaim democracy here and there, then it makes the church even more and more secular.
到最后会变成民意超过神意。
And in the end, it becomes democracy trumps God.
因为民主啊，就是大家觉得怎样，而忘记了神在当王，神有主权。
Because in the democracy, it's the people that decide, and then in that case, God they would lose the sovereignty that God has.
那这个民主有一个例子。
And there's an example of this.
以色列百姓到了迦南地旁边。
When the Israelites came to the near the land of Canaan.
十二票来表决。
There were 12 votes.
10票说不能进去.
10 votes say they should not enter into the land of Canaan.
太困难.
It is too difficult.
2票说我们一个人可以进去.
And 2 voted that they should go into the land of Canaan.
因为神跟我们同在很清楚.
Because God's abidance with them was very strong and very clear.
那就不要就进不去了.
And, but then because of that vote, that Democratic vote, they did not enter. But actually God wanted them to enter into the land of Canaan.
Before.
Walking through the wilderness is too painful. But it was those 10 people that did not have faith in God. And so the price of that decision was that they had to encircle many more years around the wilderness. And after 40 years, then the people had faith again. Then Joshua says, let us go. And they took the Ark of Covenant and they went in. So we need to believe that God has sovereignty over us.
尊重神的主权,
and honor that sovereignty.
好, 那这个人超过神的主权, 这个就是罪。
And it is sin when man tries to surpass the sovereignty of God.
所以有时候我们在想啊, 我信耶稣也没有犯奸淫, 我没有偷人, 我没有抢人, 我有什么罪?
So sometimes we may wonder, well, I believe in Jesus, I do not commit adultery, I do not steal, I do not kill. What kind of sins do I really have?
夺取神的荣耀,
Taking the glory of God is sin in itself.
否定神的主权,
to deny the sovereignty of God is a sin of itself.
我们看雅各书,
Let's turn to the book of James.
雅各书的第四章,
James chapter 4.
16节,
James 4 verse 16.
现今你们竟然张狂夸口, 凡这样夸口都是恶的。
But now you boast in your arrogance, all such boasting is evil.
恶当然就是罪啊,
evil is a sin.
那这个恶是什么?
What is this evil?
张狂夸口,
this kind of boasting in arrogance.
那他张狂夸口是什么?
What is he boasting in arrogance about?
所以说有一个生意人啊, 头脑很聪明, 他要做到哪里做买卖得利, 住一年做买卖得利。
He's talking about a businessman that was very smart and quick-witted, and he was planning on how he was going to do some business transactions and plan for his life. But do we also not plan for our own lives? Sometimes we may see ourselves just like this businessman. I've already planned my life till the end of next year. But this kind of planning is in the end is boasting in our arrogance.
为什么这样说?
Why is that?
第一个, 生命是什么?
First, what is life?
是一片云雾。
It is but a mist.
所以主耶稣愿意,
so if the Lord wills, we shall live.
主耶稣愿意,
if the Lord wills, we shall do this or that.
但是当这个生意人在做这个计划的时候，他已经把神踢走了。
But when this businessman was making plans for his own life, he already pushed God aside.
我就是神。
I am God.
我可以计划我的未来。
I can plan my own future.
这个叫张狂夸口。
This is what is called boasting in our arrogance.
这是恶的。
And this boasting is evil.
所以有时候我们在服侍神久了之后，我们需要悔改，就是心里面最深处的这种。 对神没有尊重。
Sometimes after serving God for a while, we do need to re-examine our own hearts and see if we still give God that full honor and respect.
有时候是对人尊重过度，没有尊重神。
Sometimes it's because we respect people too much, more than God.
所以我们要了解，我们是瓦器。
We need to realize that we are earthen vessels.
被造的对我们有主权。
That the Creator has sovereignty over His creation.
造我们的神,
God, the God that created us,
他造我们有目的,
He created us for a purpose.
我每一个人一定要了解,
we, each of us must understand that.
到底神让我活着, 要我做什么?
What does God want me to do with my life?
这个就是将来我们在神面前交账的。
And this is what we need to pay account for to God in the future.
领5000的,
those who receive 5 talents.
他知道要做什么, 他赚了5000.
He knows what he needed to do. He earned 5 more talents.
领2000的,
the one that earned that was given 2 talents.
他知道这2000要做什么, 再赚2000.
He understood what to do with his 2 talents and he earned another 2 talents.
领1000的,
for the one that received 1 talent.
把他埋起来,
he took it and he buried it in the ground.
那将来主人来算账,
and when the master came to pay, give account.
领5000的,
the one that had five talents,
领2000的,
the one that was given two talents,
得到完全一样的赞美,
they received the same kind of praise. To enter into the kingdom of God. But the one who received one talent, he could not give account. Not because he received one talent that he did not pass. It wasn't because he wasn't given as many gifts that he couldn't enter into heaven. But it is because he hid this talent. Not only did he did not serve.
所以我们如果没有服侍,
so if we don't serve,
啊, 我们要怎么去算账?
How can we give account?
因为每一个人都要自觉神要我们做什么?
Everyone has to understand, what does God want me to do?
因为我们是被造的,
because we are his creation.
被造是有目的的,
and a creature, or his creation has a purpose.
啊, 再来看哥林多后书,
now let's turn back to 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书的12章,
2 Corinthians 12.
12章的第9节。2 Corinthians 12:9。他对我说：“我的恩典够你用的，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全，所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力复辟我。”
And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I would rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me.
And
we see the people of this world. Everybody wants to show their strongest side.
So
they can receive the admiration and praise of fellow men. But when we understand that we are only earthen vessels,
保罗这里说,
Paul says here that I boast in my infirmities. He boasts, he is not afraid to reveal his weaknesses. He wants others to know that these are my infirmities or my weaknesses. And this is the understanding of being an earthen vessel.
圣经说在有钱人家有金器、银器、木器、瓦器。
The Bible records that in the rich man's house there are items made of gold, of silver, of bronze, and of earth.
金的掉下去,拿起来还可以用。
The golden vessels, when they fall, you can pick it back up and use it.
银的掉下去,拿起来还可以用。
Silver vessels, after falling off, after being dropped, you can pick it up and it can be used again.
木头造的,掉下去,拿起来还可以用。
Wooden vessels can also be used after it's dropped.
瓦的掉下去就不能用。
But earthen vessels can no longer be used after it's been dropped.
破掉了。
Because it would shatter.
因为瓦器是脆弱的。
Because the earthen vessels are brittle.
所以我们服侍神越久，我们越不敢夸耀自己什么。
And earthen vessels are fragile, so the longer we serve God, the more we are not inclined to boast of anything that we have.
因为我们人本来就是泥土造的。
Because we as human beings are merely made of dust.
所以这个肉体泥土造的就是瓦器。As
made of dirt, earth, and from the flesh, like earthen vessels.
这是很脆弱的，是经不起一击的。
It's weak and fragile vessels.
那当一个人对自己是瓦器很脆弱，有一个了解的时候，这个人才有办法从神得到能力。
So when a person has this understanding that he is a weak earthen vessel, then he can receive the strength from God.
为什么？
Why?
因为有一天工作做完了,
because one day after he has finished his work,
做成了,
he has completed it.
他就会知道这不是瓦器能够完成的。
He will understand that this is not a work that an earthen vessel could have accomplished.
这是神的能力通过瓦器完成的。
But rather, it can only be accomplished through the strength by the strength of God through this earthen vessel.
人就不会夸耀自己。
And so a man will no longer boast of themselves.
所以保罗 跟巴拿巴他们传道旅程行了很大的神迹。Paul
and Barnabas during the missionary journeys performed many miracles.
哇，大家就觉得好像有神降临在我们中间。And
many people thought that God was dwelling amongst them.
就牵着牛羊要献祭给他们。And
so they offered cattle and sheep to sacrifice for them.
保罗很害怕。But
Paul was afraid.
他跳进中间的撕裂的衣服。
And Paul jumped in the midst of it and tore his garments. He says that I am only a man.
这个是凭着 这个主耶稣的名啊，才行出来的。
And these things are only performed by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
他讲这个话不是客气啊。
He did not say this out of courtesy or politeness.
他真的知道自己是瓦器。
But he firmly realized that he was only an earthen vessel.
彼得在美门的门口叫一个一生瘸腿的起来走。
Before the beautiful gate, Peter told a lame man to rise up and walk.
结果大家就开始看他。
And so people began to look at him.
彼得说：“你为什么看我？”
Peter says, "Why are you looking at me?"
以为这是凭着我的虔诚可以完成的吗？
Do you think this was accomplished by my devoutness?
所以有时候我们常常会归功啊，这个圣工做完，因为是某一个人很会祷告，因为某一个人都把它强调到人了。
And so sometimes when some holy work is accomplished, we often praise it that certain people were praying for it, or certain people worked very hard for it.
彼得说：“你以为是我的虔诚吗？”
And we put a lot of emphasis on human beings. And Peter says that, do you think it's because of my devoutness?
这是因为主耶稣的名。
But it is because of the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
人只是瓦器。
But people are merely human, earthly vessels.
所以对自己有一个自觉是瓦器。
So we must have the understanding that we are earthen vessels.
我们永远不会夺取神的荣耀。
And we will never take away the glory from God.
因为瓦器是脆弱的。
Because earthen vessels are fragile.
那有时候神要用一个人。
Sometimes when God wants to use a person,
但是同时又要让他知道自己是瓦器,
at the same time, God wants the person to know that he or she is merely an earthen vessel.
所以就会有一根刺在身上。
Then God will put a thorn by their side.
神要用你, 但是有一根刺在身上。
God wants to use you, but he will put a thorn in your flesh.
我们看第七节。
Let's read 2 Corinthians 12, verse 7.
又恐怕因为我所得的启示甚大，过于至高，所以有一根刺加在我肉体，就是撒旦的差役要攻击我，免得过于至高。
Unless I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of the revelations, a thorn in the flesh was given to me.
在十一章、十二章里面提到，保罗有三件事情，其他人没有办法比较。
In chapter 11 and 12, it just talks about three things that Paul had that nobody could compare to.
第一件,
the first.
他的启示比其他的人更大。He
had greater revelations than anyone else.
第二件,
second.
他用神迹奇事的能力来证明使徒的职分。
He used miracles and wonders to prove the authority he had as an apostle.
你说我不是使徒吗?
Can you say that I am not an apostle?
但是神迹奇事。 跟我同在,
but all those miracles and wonders accompanied him.
第三件事情,
thirdly,
就是十一章讲,
it is what is written in chapter 11.
他比众人更劳苦, 牺牲更大,
he sacrificed and toiled and labored more than anyone else.
那一个人有这三件事情要谦卑下来是很难的。
A person has these three things, it's very hard for him to humble himself.
有时候我们做圣工很努力, 我们看到那个教会里面呢, 都不做圣工, 我们就会看清他。
Sometimes when we work very hard for the church and we see others that don't really do anything, we may look down upon them.
你算什么? 你有什么资格可以讲话?
What are you? What kind of, how dare you say anything to me?
那这个三件事情都在保罗身上。
But Paul had these three things.
但是有一根刺加在身上。
But he also had a thorn in his flesh.
他祷告很有功效。
His prayer was effective.
但是就是这根刺祷告三次神不听。
But because of this thorn, he prayed three times and God did not answer.
要让他常常觉得
God wants him to have a constant reminder that he is an earthen vessel.
And
that way, God can continue to use him.
所以不是说我们很热心做圣工，我的家庭都没有问题，我的身体都没有问题，我一生都很平顺。
And so it's not that by doing holy work, our life is smooth sailing, our families are doing well, and our life is good.
有时候也会发生问题。
Sometimes troubles may arise in our lives.
就是让我们谦卑,
it's in order for us to learn humility.
我们只是人,
that we are only human beings.
我们算不了什么,
that we are considered nothing.
那常常有这样的夸耀自己的软弱, 我们才能够继续被神所用。
And we frequently have this boasting of our infirmities, are we able to be constantly used by God?
所以, 服事, 我们需要常常学习。
So there is much to be learned in a life of servitude.
我们是瓦器。
We are earthen vessels.
我们再来看一点。
Let's look at one more point.
使徒行传第四章十三节。
Acts 4 verse 13.
我们看啊，各提摩太后书也可以，提摩太后书。
Actually, let's turn to 2 Timothy.
第二章。
2 Timothy chapter 2.
二十一节。
2:21.
人若脱离自己卑贱的事，就必做贵重之器皿，成为圣洁，合乎主用，预备行各样的善事。
21. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work.
这个二十节啊，把它的价值排出来。
Verse 20 describes all of the values of this vessel.
金银木瓦。
The vessels of gold, silver, wood, clay.
这个是人排出来的价值。
These are the values that are put out by man.
所以瓦器是最卑贱的。
And so the clay is the lowest of
最没有价值的。
It is the most invaluable.
好像圣经讲这个以利沙。
Just like the Bible, when it mentions Elisha.
以利沙是一个耕田的人。
Elisha was one who worked in the fields.
那耕田不是很普通吗？
And wasn't this kind of occupation, but a very common person.
但是当以利亚把衣服披到他身上，
but when Elijah put the cloak upon Elisha,
神拣选了他。
God chose him.
以后他就变成神人。
And in the future, he was called a man of God.
他变成在神面前很贵重。
He became honorable in the sight of God.
所以我们是卑贱的。
So we are lowly.
但是，因为神要用我们，就变成很宝贵。
But because God wants to use us, we become exalted.
彼得是渔夫。
We became honorable, and Peter, he was a fisherman.
但是当他被神所用
，But when he was used by God,
他是神所宝贵的一个工具。
He was the most precious vessel used by God.
所以这是我们对瓦器需要有一个了解。
So these are some of the understanding that we need to have concerning these vessels.
我们来唱一首诗。
Let's sing a hymn.
402首。
Let's sing hymn 402.